Random House Audio presents Portobello by Ruth Rendell. Read for you by Tim Curry. Chapter 1. It is called the Portobello Road because a long time ago a sea captain called Robert Jenkins stood in front of a committee of the House of Commons and held up his amputated ear. Spanish coast guards, he said, had boarded his ship in the Caribbean, cut off his ear, pillaged the vessel, then set it adrift. Public opinion had already been aroused by other Spanish outrages, and the Jenkins episode was the last straw to those elements in Parliament which opposed Walpole's government. They demanded British vengeance, and so began the War of Jenkins' Ear. In the following year, 1739, Admiral Vernon captured the city of Puerto Bello in the Caribbean. It was one of those successes that are popular with patriotic Englishmen, though many hardly knew what the point of it was. In the words of a poet writing about another battle and another war, "That I cannot tell," said he, "but 'twas a famous victory." Vernon's triumph put Puerto Bello on the map, and gave rise to a number of commemorative names. Notting Hill and Kensal were open country then, where sheep and cattle grazed, and one landowner called his fields Portobello Farm. In time, the lane that led to it became the Portobello Road. But for Jenkins' ear, it would have been called something else. Street markets abounded in the area. In Kenley Street...